Homes and businesses that heat with natural gas draw more fuel in the winter. That gas keeps those customers warm, but it means the fuel isn't making its way to natural gas-fired power plants, which use it to make electricity.
We're facing the reality that it's very difficult to build new gas pipelines into New England. There is a point at which we will not be able to ensure reliability if we continue retiring non-gas resources.
Gordon Van Wheely is president and CEO of ISO New England. That's the independent not-for-profit administrator of power in the region. Speaking on a conference call with reporters, he says there are now more gas-fired power plants in the region. But during winter peak demand, the region's infrastructure can't always get fuel to them quickly enough. That means system operators have to rely on older oil, coal, and nuclear plants to provide energy. The problem is, those are closing.
In just the last 3 years, more than 4,000 megawatts of coal, oil, and nuclear generators have retired or announced they will retire by 2019.
That list includes Brayton Point, a coal-fired plant in Massachusetts, and Pilgrim, the state's only remaining nuclear plant. Meanwhile, Connecticut's nuclear provider, Millstone, is saying it's having issues competing against cheaper-priced natural gas. Eventually, Van Wheely says renewables like wind and solar may be the solution to New England's array of power issues. But in the meantime, he says during an extreme weather event, he can't rule out the possibility of voluntary power restrictions or, in extreme cases, rolling blackouts. For the New England News Collaborative, I'm Patrick Scahill in Hartford.